Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bollywood Weekly is brought to you by TIC Productions. Please follow us on facebook.com/TIC Productions India or on Twitter at @productions_TIC to get regular updates as well as latest news and happenings from around the world of Bollywood. To subscribe to Bollywood Weekly, please check out our SoundCloud channel TIC Productions. To get regular updates on your smartphone, iPhone and iPad users can use the podcast app on iOS, while Android users can either download the SoundCloud app or any podcasting software such as Overcast available on the Google Play Store. Thanks and hope you enjoy the show. What can we even say about Singer's Bling? That's not a rhetorical question. Please tell us as we're struggling to recover from this mind-numbing experience. On the bright side, we have lots more to talk about, including Jazba and Aishwarya Rai's comeback or not a comeback, Quantico and Priyanka Chopra's accent, the declining quality of music and lyrics, and the sudden influx of foreign actresses into Bollywood. How are we going to fit all of that into one show? As KK Menon Urf Mark would say, I'm too good now. Welcome to this week's show. Okay, welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have Mehak making her triumphant return to the podcast.
Hi, guys.
And I have PU as well.
Thanks for having me, Bish. Such an honor.
So much sarcasm. Not appreciated. Okay, so we just had the immense pleasure of watching Sing is Bling with two eyes. Very important.
That is key.
This is going to be a very short podcast because I don't think there's much to say about this movie.
I'm speechless. It's a very interesting movie. But yeah, you definitely have to leave your brains at home and go in with zero expectations.
I mean, I don't think it's the worst Prabhu Deva Akshay Kumar movie I've seen, given that he's done like Joker and...
It was pretty bad though. I mean, when I saw Welcome Back, I thought that was bad. And then
this
I saw this. This was 10 times worse somehow. There was just nothing in the movie made sense.
There were some funny moments.
Yeah.
Definitely funny moments. But others were just pretty absurd.
I thought KK Menon was actually quite funny. I mean, it was... it's actually so ridiculous that you find it really funny. So, I know he wasn't the main character, but... Yeah.
With his signature catchphrase.
Yeah.
So, basically, every character in the movie has a couple of signature... catchphrases or actions that they keep doing, and I think that's the funniest aspect of the movie.
Yeah.
But besides that, a couple of storylines are just non-essential to the plot.
Apart from KK Menon, who else had a catchphrase?
So Akshay Kumar and his mom keep winking.
Oh, yeah. But that was pretty
funny. The winking is really funny.
I mean, well, the girl in the movie doesn't really... So Amy Jackson, who's the actress.
Lara Dutta keeps walking around throwing coconuts at people.
That was interesting because she's never done she's never played a comic role in the past, so
it was
refreshing to see her. Yeah, I thought she was good.
And it's like nice to not. It's nice that someone presented a role to her that isn't what people typically ask her to do. And she's obviously very stunning, but this is just another facet.
I think Amy Jackson was the only good thing about this movie. Like,
wait, really?
Really?
Amy Jackson's physical appearance was the only good thing about this movie. But she got through an entire movie without speaking a word of Hindi. I don't know how she managed to pull that off.
I mean,
hence the translator.
They basically position the movie such that Amy is a foreigner and Lara Dutta is a translator. And as a result, they were kind of genuine to the fact that Amy is in fact a foreigner.
Does she actually know Hindi in real life? Do you know?
I don't think so.
She's acted in Tamil and Telugu movies, but I'm sure it's just dubbed.
if she learned Tamil or Telugu before learning Hindi, that would be quite an achievement.
I mean, Katrina Kaif was in the first one, and I don't think she spoke much Hindi, right, in Singha's King.
But Katrina Kaif can speak Hindi. I mean, she has a really strong accent and stuff, and her Hindi is bad, but she can still speak.
Yeah,
I don't think this one speaks. I mean, one thing I really liked about the movie, though, was that 90% of the movie, the first 90% of the movie, it was just Amy Jackson kicking ass. Like, literally, fighting with these gundas and gang members and stuff. But besides action, she just smiled and made hand movements.
And looked pretty through the movie.
And looked stunning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of female objectification, but at least they had her kicking ass in some ways, so made up for it.
All the train scenes were really weird when there were just 10 Sardars standing outside the station just staring at Amy Jackson as she comes out being like, wow, I've never seen a woman before.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't like all these movies increasingly. Like, I feel like they're trying to, they're trying to avoid any criticism from people who say that these movies objectify women and actresses are there just to be pretty. Yeah. So then they put in these storylines where the actor gives a small speech about the importance of female empowerment, which he did. And then the woman is fighting. But then to them, it's not even, they're probably not even aware of it. But to us, it's so obvious, like men staring at a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's worse, right? Because
And even for 90% of the movie, she is kicking ass and everything. But then again, at the end, it has to be
Akshay Kumar
who comes and saves the day. Even though for the whole movie, he didn't know how to fight and he was just getting beaten up.
Yeah.
But then suddenly at the end, it has to be him, which still happens, unfortunately.
Though I have to say, I don't think very many of the actors in his generation, so Shah Rukh, Salman, Ajay Devgan, I'm talking about the actors who would do this kind of movie, would be willing to play a guy who's basically a little bit of a loser for 90% of the movie.
But that's typical. Akshay Kumar does that in a lot of his movies. Even
he's shown as that loyal, humble,
typical, he's
like
the normal,
Punjabi,
everyday guy.
Good-hearted, very good-hearted. And I think his father, through the movie, kind of says that, you know, that I might scream at him, but at the end of the day, he doesn't talk back to me, and he's a really, nice guy. And I guess...
Yeah, but even in the original Welcome, he was this very... simple guy. In Houseful also, he's the guy who's the Panoti, right?
Oh,
who has always bad luck,
always
following him. So,
that's true.
In all his movies, he plays a kind of loser guy, actually.
That's
right. I wonder why.
Clearly, he's doing a good job at it.
That's the only way people will accept me.
There were some interesting songs in this movie as well.
Yes.
For sure.
Very catchy, I must say.
So, we were discussing this earlier. I don't know why these movies just don't have better music. Because I think these movies, people go inside, go to the theaters because it's funny and it's a superficial experience. So I don't know why they wouldn't make
especially when the song has nothing to do with the plot.
Yeah.
At least make it sound good.
Exactly.
So.
But yeah, I mean, first of all, out of all the songs, I think every single song in this was a dream sequence, and then suddenly she disappears.
Akshay
Kumar
is
lying on the beach, so there was absolutely no significance
to
any of them.
Okay, so it's different from the old movies where literally it would be they're in a marketplace and the guy starts, and then there's a song.
Yeah.
Here, they explicitly said अब वो अपने सपनों में जा रहे हैं, हम भी जा रहे हैं. Like they basically set up the dream sequence scenario.
Yeah, exactly. But I heard this movie made like 20 crores or something right, in the first day. So I'm just like wondering what how these movies draw people. I mean,
why, I think
I guess people just go because it's
because it has Akshay
and
Kumar and there's a star in it. People will go for anything.
Yeah.
At least on the first weekend, and then if it's really bad. Then
yeah.
It
also,
kind
I think
of drops.
In North India, this movie will have like a lot of, you know, attraction.
Support.
Yeah.
I feel like the first Singh's King was like really popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
oh, by the way, you know how this movie got the title? So I was. This article came on my newsfeed.
Of course it did.
It's fine, Mehak. This is a safe environment. You don't have to hide. We saw your YouTube search history. We know what you do in your free time.
And basically, apparently, Akshay Kumar wore a really... Let's talk about Akshay Kumar's wardrobe in this movie as well. But apparently, they were at some party and Akshay Kumar wore a really, like, sequiny, blingy outfit. And then Karan Johar walked by and said, Singh is bling today, yeah?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It would be Kejo.
He owes it a Kejo for that one.
Yeah.
But yes, the wardrobe. What did you guys think of his jean Bermudas?
Oh my god. That was the worst. First of all, every time he was wearing anything, jeans or a kurta or whatever, one leg is like rolled up to his knee and the other leg is full like normal. And then for this one song, he was wearing these really tight jean shorts basically.
Yeah.
And it was just so bad, so bad. And then he had these two idiotic supporting guys called, what were their names? They had some ridiculous names as well.
So I know one of their real names, Arfi Lamba. He was in
Arfi Lamba.
Oh yeah, he was in Fugly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they were also just completely irrelevant characters in the whole thing. I don't know what else to say about this movie. It was just so bad.
Summarizing thoughts.
I mean, it was definitely 3 hours completely wasted. It was so long as well. It was
very long, yeah. And there were so many, I mean, as we were discussing before, we thought most of the movie was irrelevant, but there were so many parts that were just very unnecessary, like the chicken pot that we were like, discussing. Or even like when Lara Dutta, like, she has a dream and then she's sleepwalking and whatever. You know, like that was also, I mean, that was funny, but it had nothing to do with the plot, so...
Yeah, the whole sleepwalking thing was really
weird.
Made
it more concise.
And they did the same scene like three times almost.
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm. But I think I went in because I saw the first one, Singh's King. I think I went in knowing it's going to be that kind of a movie and you just have to like.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all went in at some level expecting it to be really bad. But I was still shocked at how
bad
it was. And I just wonder why people actually sit. I mean, and make these movies. Like, I know it makes them a ton of money, but it's just...
It's all for the moolah.
All about the cash money.
All about the cash.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Akshay Kumar produced this, right?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Quite
sure he did. Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
They all produced their
he
own
produced,
movies now.
Yeah.
Get even more money.
But yeah, as you said, you know, it is Akshay Kumar at the end of the day, and I think he has a loyal...
Fan base,
and these movies do... pretty well, I guess. It's one of those big budget, have to go once to see it, even though it's ridiculous. But I highly don't recommend this movie, for sure.
I mean, even like, okay, yeah, all these movies are quite silly and stupid and fine. They are what they are and you take them at face value. But even within that genre of movies, I think this is amongst the worst, for sure, that I've seen. It's definitely the worst movie I've seen this year.
Really?
I can't think
Hamari
of...
Hamari
Adhuri Kahani.
That is so bad.
No, I mean, that was also bad, so but in a different way. But at least they were trying. They were trying to do something.
Yeah.
Over here, it's just like people thrown together doing random stuff. K.K. Menon and Lara Dutta, who are like good actors. K.K. Menon usually
does very intense, good roles.
But they're doing this, which is, I don't understand.
No, but I mean, even Nasiruddin Shah, Nana Patekar are doing Welcome Back. And I guess like, they can't keep, Nasiruddin Shah was in like, Dirty Politics or some horrible movie. Like,
The one where... there's that song of with Om Puri and Malika Sharawat having sex, which is the most disgusting video you'll ever see in your life.
God.
If you watch it, it's just...
Okay, so I don't know what's in your university.
Let's, yeah, we'll have a look at that later.
Yeah.
After this
podcast. They do it for the money, right? I mean, they just can't, they can't keep doing indie.
At least from all of them, I thought Lara Dutta did a pretty, a relatively good job. K.K. Menon, as I said at the start, I thought he was quite funny. But again, I mean, you just feel like your IQ is like dropping with each like scene progressively.
First of all, K.K. Menon looked like Loki in the whole movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best scene of him in the movie was when he's doing these amazing posed photo shoots outside in Romania. First of all, half the movie is set in Romania.
It went Romania, from... Goa, and Punjab.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a mix.
What a mix, yeah.
And the best is when these people are chasing after Amy Jackson, and they're like, she's not safe in Goa. Take her to Punjab.
Yeah.
Because that's where she's
safe.
Because
that's totally safe. Yeah.
Isn't it, like, it's funny, because Punjab is the state where most drugs are consumed, and Goa exists. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, I'm just talking about safety of Punjab.
Punjab is the state where most drugs are consumed.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But again, let's not be realistic. This is we had a moment of realism there that's reminding you guys.
Real talk.
Taking you back.
Oh my god.
I wonder if what's Amy Jackson's next movie though? If she. Because she can't speak Hindi. I'm
so
just wondering, like, this kind of worked in this
but
movie.
But there's also this
fly.
Sudden trend of, like, a lot of foreigners suddenly coming into Bollywood.
It's so cheap, right?
What do you mean it's so cheap?
It's like really inexpensive.
Not cheap.
Cheap
as in.
It's
money
really inexpensive for the producers, right? She probably would do it for free if not. Couple of lakhs or whatever.
No, I.
The first movie for these girls.
Yeah,
sure.
First one maybe. Yeah, but even
I mean,
like
she did Telugu, Tamil movies for her. Like Bollywood is like.
No, but there's her. Then there's Lauren Gottlieb, who has also come. She was in ABCD2 and a couple of others, who also can speak just about two sentences of Hindi.
She's on like Nachpali or.
But she's actually a dancer.
She's actually a good dancer.
Oh,
yeah.
She's
so
a dancer. So she won whatever the. No, before that, she won Dancing with the Stars or whichever the original one was in the US.
Oh, the US version.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she came on Jhalak Dikhla Ja
because
she won that one and she wanted to come to India. So she came on that. And then she got picked up to do movies.
Oh, interesting.
But I mean, she is at least, but she's trying, she's like learning Hindi. She's trying, wants to be established in Bollywood. She's a judge now on
Jhalak.
On
Jhalak, that's what I meant, not Nachpalier.
Yeah, all the same.
That was like Katrina Kaif though. When she first started, I don't think she knew great Hindi.
Yeah.
I mean, as we said, she spoke. But
even
I
Katrina
think
Kaif is only half Indian.
Yeah. So it's, I guess she's kind of giving hope for the new numbers.
But I was on...
Because now she's killing it. I mean, she's in every big movie and possibly getting married to Ranbir Kapoor, which breaks my heart.
I was on Amy Jackson's Wikipedia page and it said she signed two Bollywood movies. This is one, so she, I think she might have one more in the pipeline.
Yeah.
She's already been in two. This was the second one.
Oh, which one is that?
She was in Ek Diwana Tha.
Oh, right. That was her debut.
Or something.
Yeah.
That was 2010 though, right?
Sometime then,
yeah. She was also like finalist Miss England, quite accomplished herself.
Yeah. I mean, she's gorgeous, not gonna lie, so I guess.
Yeah.
It worked out for her, this movie. I just hope they don't come out with another version, like a third.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could be, Singers.
Other words that
rhyme.
Singers.
Cha-ching. That's too literal. Some two chains action going down.
They'll go back to Keijo and ask him to come up with a new name. Oh, yeah, no, I was... other foreign actresses, foreign-ish actresses, the Sunny Leone as well.
Oh,
who
had
a random guest appearance in this movie for no reason.
Again, very unnecessary.
Again, just to that fact, it's so stupid because they make all these female empowerment speeches and then they make these scenes where like these guys are like jumping on each other to even see them. Real people don't behave like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other final parting thoughts on and then we can erase this from our memory and move on with our lives.
I hope to do that after this podcast. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, very average, below average movie. And yeah.
Below average is quite generous, I think.
I'm being very generous right now.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't a great movie. The first 20 to 30 minutes were still enjoyable because you were laughing at how bad it is. But then
yeah.
It just gets old.
And also the songs were not very great. I thought it would have better music. Including Yo-Yo Honey Sing's song. I thought it was going to be more catchy. But
some of the lyrics were amazing though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous that it's funny. So
I mean, one of the song titles is probably Choo Chang.
Yeah, and then the translator is like translating it in English.
And there's that one line in the song which is something about "Main tujhe bana dungi Punjabi bahu," which was really funny. All our lyrics in Bollywood music movies
know,
is also
like
just going down the drain.
For sure.
I was in Welcome Back as well. There are some ridiculous songs. Like I was telling you guys, there's one entire song where the whole chorus is "Main bubbly hui tu banti hua band kamre mein 2020 hua."
Oh my
god, the actual chorus of the song. When I was watching it, I was like, what is going on? How is this possible?
That song needs to not exist.
And Welcome Back at three item numbers in the movie.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway,
yeah,
cool. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
Before we leave, any trailers or fun stuff that you saw? Oh, have you guys seen Quantico?
I have. I saw episode 1. I think Priyanka Chopra is just killing it. It was a great episode. It's quite addictive. Like, I'm looking forward to the second one. So I really recommend watching that, for sure.
Yeah, I saw the first one. I mean, the show in general I thought was really good. Like, it's quite entertaining. Priyanka specifically I thought was good, but I think she still seems like not entirely comfortable or convincing acting in like a speaking English all the time, basically, and in the accent, to be more specific. It still sounds a bit forced. Yeah,
it's interesting because I was reading some of the reviews and I read that some people were just complaining about her accent because it's so in between, and I think you're right. I think she's still uncomfortable, and hopefully with time she'll just sort of
And like, I mean, some of the dialogues where she's meant to sound very like chill and breezy in this very American way, it just doesn't work.
Does not work.
Out.
I haven't seen, disclaimer, I haven't seen the episode, but I saw the trailer and a couple of the previews, and I saw this one part where she's trying to be like flirty with this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was so unnatural.
Yeah.
It just didn't come to her. Like, you know how like a Cameron Diaz or someone like that would speak?
It's like cringeworthy a little bit.
I don't know if that's because we're just
used to seeing her, I don't know, in Bollywood movies, but nonetheless, I think that's a big breakthrough for her.
For sure, I mean,
she sings, she acts amazingly, at least in Bollywood movies, and I think maybe with time she'll.
No, I mean, I think her acting, like her general like expressions and presence and all, was good.
Yeah,
it's just the accent, because even normally she speaks very eloquently and well.
Yeah, it's a little bit anglicized, and I mean, it comes naturally to her.
Yeah.
Another movie I'm looking forward to, which I was telling you guys, is Shandar, and I don't know. I hope that's a good movie.
Shandar is coming out next weekend. Jazba is coming out as well.
Yeah.
Aishwarya Rai's comeback movie.
Yeah. That
should don't
be
call it a comeback.
Wow.
I'm joking. That's what she said.
She just does movies in 5-year intervals, basically.
She has the luxury of time.
There are two comebacks this year. Kajol.
Oh, yeah, Kajol.
Aishwarya.
But Kajol's, I think, is just going to be this one movie, right? She said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
She didn't want to act. She just, Shah Rukh Khan and
Rohit Shetty,
convinced
like,
her to
favor,
do it just for this one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah,
for sure. But Jazba, I mean, I think you might have discussed the trailer in a previous podcast. Having said that, it just doesn't look as gritty, as real, as, you know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it looks very similar to Mardani, which I thought was quite good.
I actually didn't see that.
That was quite good, actually.
Oh,
you should watch it.
Cool.
Rani Mukherjee was surprisingly very good at that. Talwar is supposed to be really good, doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will be the next episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
should have actually done that instead of doing Sing is Bling, for sure. But anyway,
we hope to be back on your podcast for a better movie push.
Wait, what about the Tamasha trailer?
Oh yeah, with Tamasha. We discussed it last week, but what do you think?
I thought it was really underwhelming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it was because they didn't really put in any of the songs of the movie. I feel that might have added some excitement to it. But it just seemed like one of the first edits of a trailer. It didn't seem like something.
Oh, speaking of other trailers, have you seen the trailer of Prem Ratan Dhan Payo?
Yes, yes. Oh my God, can we please talk about that?
Yes.
That looks like it's straight out of 1995.
Absolutely. And even the posters. And I follow Sonam Kapoor on Instagram. And oh my God, I just cracked up looking at it.
It's like a stunning poster. So I when I first saw the posters, I was like, oh, this is like stunning because
she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's
like
so stunning.
Dress sense.
I've never seen like a bad photograph of Sonam Kapoor. And even Salman. But then the trailer is just like,
what is happening?
The thing is, I feel like it'll actually be a good movie because Suraj Bajathia's movies are usually pretty good. I mean, I know he's doing a movie after 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But
didn't he do Viva?
Did he?
Was that not him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll edit that out. I think the movie will actually could be good.
Yeah.
But they just on the trailer don't even try to. They just ham on the fact that it's him and Salman Khan coming back together after 15 years and recreating the nostalgia of all the 90s movies where he was Prem in every single movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like the return of Prem. Oh, he did do Viva?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I stand corrected.
Go ahead.
Google that.
Okay, fine.
But just saying that I'm shocked like something like Viva did well, but it did well at the time, I think. So, you might be right.
I don't know, if it's well made.
I mean, all his movies, like, so my dad, for example, is super excited, and my dad does not like Salman Khan at all.
Yeah.
But he's like, because all his movies are very family oriented, 90s.
Baghbaan.
Baghbaan. Oh my God,
is Baghbaan your parents' favorite movie? It's my dad's favorite movie of all time.
No, so
my parents loved it. I was
staying, it was coming on TV one day and I was watching it like recently.
Yeah.
And I was just watching this and I'm like, if this movie was made today, I don't know how anyone could watch it. It's just so... don't even have words to describe
it. Like, Aman Varma was in that movie. That is how bad
that's
it is.
That's crazy.
Pre-sting operation.
Oh my God. But I feel like our parents would still watch it. And
for
like
sure.
it. And enjoy
yeah,
it.
Just
I think if the songs are sick, it could be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Prem Ratan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we get some A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Some
Hamaki hai kaun, Dhaki
si.
Oh my God.
But you know, I was a fan of old school Salman Khan when he was Prem, so I think I would go just for that. I actually do not like his newer movies, like Kick or whatever.
No Entry and stuff was really fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Partner,
yeah.
Cool. Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks, Pish.
And I promise I will get y'all back for a good, better movie.
Please
the next
do.
Time.
I'll have a lot more input.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Pish.
Thanks, Pish. They call you Bling Bling Mr. Singh. You know, baby, you're the king. Bling Bling Mr. Singh. Bang Singh, tu hai tor katthe aadi saadi tor. Kinni soni lagdi hai baby. Yes.
नाम ही काफी है, यू नो दी राज्य छाती चौड़ी दिल है वेरी बिग पी आई जी खर्चे मेरे पेपर में चर्चे मेरे तेरे जैसे छत्तीस सोचे ले चपाटे घर पे मेरे कभी मेरे घर आके तो देख मैं दुश्मन को भी रोटी खिलाऊं मैं कल्ला शेर ही काफी सवा लाख को मार भगाऊं है जिगरा मुझ में भरा दिल दरिया दिलों पे राज मेरा मैं तुझसे अलग हूँ मेरे सर पे सजा है ताज मेरा
मैं हूँ सिंह तू है तोर है आधी सटी तोर इन्हीं सोनी लगते हैं बेबी आजा मेरे तोर मैं हूँ सिंह तू है तोर है आधी सटी तोर इन्हीं सोनी लगते हैं बेबी
रानी में रानी कहाँ सब पहचानते
अच्छा सच्ची
हाय लड़कों के मेरे पीछे लगी है कतार पे
Luxury Apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.